The Irish Whale and Dolphin Group is asking people to stay away from the carcass of a huge dead whale that washed up near Bardycove in West Cork. Jasmine Stavanov Yeramalm, a marine biologist who volunteers with the Whale and Dolphin Group, can tell us more. Jasmine, I'm looking at a picture of this poor dead whale that's in the Irish Times today. It looks to be in a bad state of decomposition.
Yes, when we went out to it 3 days ago, it had already been dead for several weeks, approximately. Then it floated ashore 3 days ago, and we went out to it, and we could say that it was a female fin whale, and we measured it to 17.5 meters, so very large whale.
Any idea why it died and how it came to be washed up on an Irish beach?
No, like, because in this case, we won't be able to tell the cause of death. To do that, you need a proper post-mortem scheme with veterinary pathologists looking into the cause of death. But we can definitely say that it was, which species it was, and we could collect samples, which are important for future research projects.
And why are you asking the public to stay away? I mean, it's a general hygiene thing, isn't it? Don't go near any dead animal.
Absolutely. And because we don't know the cause of death, we shouldn't stay near it, either people or their dogs.
How unusual is it, large mammals, sea mammals like these being washed up on our shore?
It's not that unusual. Fin whales happen approximately once or twice every year. But it is like, it's extraordinary when it's that large of an animal, definitely.
And it's been the warmest Irish summer on record. So what impact is that having? I know it's having impact at a, the micro level on marine life. What impact is it having on large mammals like whales?
Well, it does affect the whole ecosystem, really. It's hard to tell in this specific case, of course, but a warmer climate does affect how species move across the waters. So absolutely, it changes species distribution, but it's not known how exactly. It's important to keep reporting if you see whales, dolphins and porpoises, both dead and alive, and then trends can be followed over time.
Okay, and anyone who wants to know more, just check out the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Jasmine Stavanov Yeramalm, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's 13 minutes to 8.